I don't think we can leave this studio without getting into the one of the most important music debates in the history of pop music. All right? Off the Wall. Let the madness in the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all. If you live it off the wall. Life ain't so bad at all. Versus Thriller.
Come on, man. Way do you go? Tough crowd.
Morgan, I'm going to throw it to you because you just said that. You go first.
Off the Wall.
Okay. Why?
Personal, intimate, tempo. I mean, production, the number of G's that were on that album. Mm. And to me, it's more soul than pop. And I love soulful Michael Jackson.
That's a good answer. Yeah. How about, Martine, how about for you?
Morgan said a lot. It represents someone who, an artist who I love, who millions of people love at a happier time. So there's that level to it. I think it's as a musician and as a listener, there's more for me to engage in. It has more teeth. It has the same amount of polish, but also the same, like the teeth are sharper on that. There's just more funk in it. There's more percussion. It almost seems like I love Thriller. It's also a form, you know, I could be in
of
here
course.
Again talking.
Of course.
Yeah. That goes without saying. But there was something almost like they had hit a formula.
Yeah.
And those songs were very unique, but there was something like if you look at the flow of Thriller, it Off the Wall is a sort of model of that as far as the bangers, then the slower tunes, the sensitive things. And so this, to understand how Thriller got made, you can't not listen to Off the Wall. And for me, it's sometimes the first step is the more exciting one than what follows.
When I was first confronted with this question, this was probably about 10 years ago, I was in the Thriller camp and not hardcore, but I just felt like at the time it was a combination of both obviously the quality of songs that were on there. It also has to do with just the cultural impact of Thriller. I mean, there's never been a bigger pop album and just sort of how it transformed what we thought of pop music was also part of the equation. But I think the thing that really swayed me was at the time, I thought Rock With You was off of Thriller. And then I realized, no, wait. Rock With You is off the Wall. And that completely swung me back to Off the Wall, in addition to it having I Can't Help It. Mm. And just those two songs are as good as anything I've ever heard anywhere. And even though, for all the reasons we've said, I mean, Thriller is an undeniably important, great album. But Off the Wall has Rock With You. Off the Wall has I Can't Help It.
Yep.
Debate over.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it. No. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it even if I could. I can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it. No. Please don't hit us up with any, you know.
So it's settled for all time.
Hey,
we
mail.
Did it. You know,
it was unanimous.
So much unfinished business in the world, but we got this, you know, once and for all.
Right, right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, team Thriller people are unsubscribing to us as we speak.
For sure.
You've been listening to Heat Rocks with me, Oliver Wang, and Morgan Rhodes. Our theme music is Crown Ones by Thess One of People Under the Stairs. Thanks to him for that. Heat Rocks is produced by myself, Morgan Rhodes, Shayna Deloria, and Kara Hart. And today's show was engineered and edited by Kara. Our senior producer is Laura Swisher, and executive producer is Jesse Thorne. We are part of the Max Fun family, taping every week live in their off-the-wall studios in the neighborhood of Westlake in Los Angeles.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Heat Rocks Pod. You can find a link to our Facebook group on our webpage, heatrockspod.com. That's where we'll post show notes for every episode, including a track listing of everything you've heard today and more goodies. Again, that's at heatrockspod.com. Good to see you all.
Good to see you too, Morgan.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.